Ricky Bevington live from the GPB newsroom. A second Republican has joined the race to fill the 7th district seat currently held by Rob Woodall. Former Vice President of Human Resources at Home Depot, Lynn Humrick, today joined former NFL player Joe Proffitt on the Republican side. Democratic candidates include Carolyn Bordeaux, activist Nabila Islam, and attorney Marcus Cole. A Republican Representative Woodall announced in February he would not seek re-election to represent parts of Gwinnett and Forsyth counties. Georgia lost more than 1,500 small and mid-sized farms over the past 5 years, but it's not all bad news. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on the latest data from the U.S. Census of Agriculture.
While the number of small and mid-sized farms have dropped, micro-farms between 1 and 9 acres have increased to more than 4,500. That's up from about 3,000 in 2012. Peanut crops also ranked number 2 in the state in total sales. Gary Black is the commissioner of Georgia's Department of Agriculture. He says overall, he's pleased with the data in the census, but farmers still need help recovering from Hurricane Michael.
I really am troubled to see what these numbers will be 5 years from now. You know, that's not smoke and mirrors. That's reality.
The U.S. Congress has failed to pass a multi-billion-dollar relief package in the aftermath of the storm. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
In other Georgia news today, the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a Georgia case in a test of LGBT workplace rights. The case involves a ruling by a federal appeals court in Atlanta against a gay employee of Clayton County. Gerald Bostock claimed he was fired in 2013 because he's gay. The county argues Bostock was let go because of an audit of funds he managed. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed his claim, noting the court was bound by a previous decision that held, quote, discharge for homosexuality is not prohibited under federal provision. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.